You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I did want to go back and talk about something that I mentioned very briefly yesterday in the aftermath of one of the interviews about the indictment of Mayor LaToya Cantrell on Friday. And I said yesterday that the real tragedy here was not necessarily the fact that she has in fact been indicted and will face criminal charges. It's more of the ineptitude, the inefficiencies, the inability to lead this city, almost from the very beginning, quite frankly, of her term of office, right? She was elected in, took office in May of 2018. And even before she took office in October, during the course of the election for mayor, she was really being criticized for utilizing her city council credit card for personal and campaign expenses. And we probably should have known then that we were running headfirst into an experience that was not going to be very promising or rewarding. She starts as mayor in 2018. And almost immediately, there was controversy around a number of her appointments, right? And that continued pretty much through her two terms in office. You will recall that there were a number of studies about the crime problem. One of the things that came up after her first term in office was the hiring of a new police chief. You'll recall that she wanted Sabrina Richardson. Sabrina Richardson was the subject of a number of internal investigations for ghosting. This was her choice. She doubled down. She was going to the mat. Thankfully, the New Orleans City Council stepped in and said, no, not so fast. This has to be a process. They changed the law where they had some say-so there, thankfully. And the next one up was Michelle Woodfork, who's now running for sheriff. And Michelle, trying to do the right thing as it related to the Russell Vapi investigation with the mayor, well, they discarded her real quick because she wasn't willing to do what the mayor wanted to do relative to that internal investigation. Go figure. The mayor wasn't going to let her fool around with her paramour and his job and the ability to go traveling around the world on the city's dime at that point in time. You recall that there was a recall effort as a result of a lot of this that went on in the first term of office, moving into the second. You will also recall that on a certain day, I decided to throw that idea out there. And I listed 14 things at that point in time. The list was 40, actually, or 30 some odd, if my memory serves me correct, and I pared it down to the top 14. And they are as follows. That crime problem, we had not really addressed it. There was a lack of attention to staffing of the police department. Code enforcement was in a shambles, still is, to a certain extent, and the revenue department as well. Water bills were going out. Wrong. $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 water bills. The mishandling of the Wisner Trust. In violation of the Home Rule Charter, the mayor holds secret meetings with recipients of that trust. The trust is gone. It's been extinguished. For whatever reason, she tries to keep it alive and well to the benefit of some of those recipients, but more importantly, to the detriment of two-thirds of the revenue stream to the city of New Orleans. Obviously, because we have so much money, we don't know what to do with it, right? The mishandling of 911, the hiring of an individual that was a disaster, Tyrell Morris. He ends up getting indicted and convicted, if my memory serves me correct, right? No experience. One of the first things that he does is he screws up a software procurement process. Has not a clue what he's doing. Once he's out of that office, they bring somebody interim who ultimately gets appointed and uncovers all kinds of problems. The mishandling of the Smart Cities contract. You remember that debacle? Relative to fiber and utilization of same and how that was going to ultimately play out. Number of individuals end up leaving under a cloud because that was so mishandled, it was a joke. Then we get to trash. Going way back then. Still not resolved today. And what we realize is we went from two pickups a week to one pickup a week, and now we find out just a couple of weeks ago, this problem hadn't gone away. She's had every opportunity to resolve this issue. This was over 4 years ago this was talked about. About 3.5 years ago this was talked about. Still unresolved. In fact, sanitation is going to experience a $34 million deficit, according to Councilman Joe Geruso, this year. Last year, 20-something million. The year before that, double-digit in the teens. And the year before that, single-digit deficits. This issue has not gone away. Then we move to blight remediation. I mentioned it back then. Still hasn't improved. In fact, we had Andronika Morris on the other day. Still issues about money being promised, not delivered upon, no coordination, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, the entire leadership and administrative leadership not sure exactly what's going on here, finger pointing all over the place, big issue for the city moving forward, completely and totally mishandled. And still, to this day, this is an issue that's been lingering since the mayor took office and was a cornerstone of her platform as mayor. No attention to it. We've really not made measurable progress in this regard. Mishandling of capital construction projects. We had vendors that don't even want to bid on projects. You ever heard of that? They don't want the business because they can't get paid on time. They become the working capital for the city of New Orleans. Maybe that's where they got the idea that they could pay Troy Henry in advance, and the city is so used to being the working capital, I mean, having others as the working capital, that they figured out, well, let's give it all back and we'll let Troy Henry be the beneficiary of the working capital and we'll take that on because we'll pay him on the front end of these contracts. You remember the French Quarter Security Plan? Remember that battle with the FQMD and the Business Association in the French Quarter going back and forth? Everybody pushing back on City Hall. City Hall doubling down, not willing to listen to anyone who actually lives and works there. She knew better. The arrogance. That carried forward to the relocation of City Hall. You remember that debacle? My way or the highway, LaToya Cantrell? That didn't go well at all, right? That was a distraction for how long? 6, 8, 9 months? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the clock is ticking on the FEMA money, right? Meanwhile, we're having to ask for extension after extension, warning after warning being issued by FEMA and the federal government. There are no longer any more extensions that are going to be had. Now we're upside down, and now we find ourselves having to put up money or we're going to lose it. And first of all, money was never an object, and now they tell us that we have the possibility of a $73 million deficit. Isn't it funny how these things kind of grow and fester and become bigger problems, and they reveal themselves originally like 3, 4, 5 years, 6 years ago, and now they're coming home to roost? This is the real tragedy. And then New Orleans East. Prime for development, right? Almost a blank slate in many ways. And we completely screw up the Target retail store issue out there. Gone. Ain't there no more. Right? Mardi Gras during the pandemic. Back and forth, miscommunication, lost opportunities, lost dollars, a lot of crews suffering financially, can't get a clear, concise messaging from the mayor's office, another problem. And then the creme de la creme is when the mayor walks into court on behalf of a perpetrator, a criminal, as opposed to the victim, and is trying to advocate on behalf of this individual, knowing that there are victims that are hurting. They're in pain. They don't understand why the leader of their city would side with the perpetrator simply because that perp is a friend. And completely forgot about the other side of the equation.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So when we go through and we think about this inefficiency, lack of leadership, you know, lack of transparency in city government, public money being wasted, right, over and over again, you know, her inability to interact and work with Judge Susie Morgan as the consent decree judge. When you think about all of the wasted money and emotion and that exercise of futility, she really thought that her arrogance was going to be able to bully pulpit Judge Morgan around? Give me a break. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't mean you have to like Judge Susie Morgan, but you got to work within the construct and the confines of the consent decree, and you're not going to be able to push her around. Outcomes matter. The things being measured matters. If you want to get out from under the consent decree, focus on what truly matters. Again, the arrogance of this administration, the arrogance of the manner in which she's conducted herself, not only in her public life, but in her private life, has led her to where we are now, today. And every tragic decision, every tragic action, every tragic inaction And in some cases, the inaction has been much worse than the action, has led us to where we are today. And the announcement that was made on Friday. So I would tender to you that the real tragedy here was almost from the day she started as mayor of the city of New Orleans. There's been hardly a day or a week go by where there was not some kind of controversy, conflict, inability to get along with folks, the my way or the highway mentality. And the true victims are each and every one of us, not only in the city of New Orleans, but throughout the metropolitan area. Because the city can't survive on its own. You have people in the metro area that are so turned off with the machinations of this administration, they don't even go to the city. They don't spend a dime in the city. They're not willing to spend a minute in the city. And you want to talk about tragedies? This is the tragedy. I rue for the day that everyone was proud to say that they were from New Orleans. Everyone was proud of this city. Everyone, for the most part, was proud of its leadership and its ability and its resilience, its diversity, its culture, and the whole long list of why we fought so hard as we are approaching this 20th anniversary of Katrina to come back to the place that we call home, that everyone else around the country thought we were idiots for living here. This wasn't meant to depress you. This was meant to remind you of the reason that we are where we are today, with 4 or 5 months left in her administration. Now she's under criminal indictment. Were because of hasty decisions that we made about whether or not this individual was truly a credible leader and would truly work in the best interests of this city. I don't think so. We'll be right back. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. Give us a shout. This is Newell on WWL.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.